Hi, I'm Leia, an international school teacher located in Beijing, China, a mom to two teenage daughters with her partner in crime, Dawn, and an unabashed lover of exotic carpets.
Ooh! Uh-huh.
Our apartment in Beijing is full of plush oriental rugs that we've collected over many years of living in Asia. Those and our vast array of lamps, overhead lights,
no,
have contributed greatly to a hygge-esque home in Beijing, but also one with lots of sneezing.
Hi, I'm Edie. I am a middle school reading specialist who designs greeting cards and vintage Christmas dioramas on the side.
Ooh, that's a new one.
I am looking forward to plugging in my fake crackling fireplace, cuddling in crocheted blankets I didn't crochet, and reading some good YA books. Leia, I can't resist recommending a delightful middle grade book I just finished reading. It's called Stand Up, Yumi Chung, by Jessica Kim, a Korean author.
Love it.
It was so much fun. Go buy it.
Okay.
Anyway, I am mom to two teens and a tween, and I too love and collect lamps.
Warm lighting, so important. And
we're the two chit chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
An easy smoky eye.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Getting ready for winter during the pandemic.
And of course, we'll have our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
In our Chit Chat Tips and Tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Well, today, Leia, I have a tip. Thrive Cosmetics Ooh. Eye Brightener in Muna. That's Luna with an M. I know you're like, oh, Edie, we have heard about the Thrive Cosmetic Eye Brighteners. But you have not heard me talk about Muna because it's a new shade. Okay. And Leia, it's a mauve taupe shimmer.
Well.
And you just get this magical eye brightener, and you don't do what I said to do before, which is like put it in the corner of your eye above your lip and like right below
smear
your brows.
Smear it everywhere.
No, you don't do that. You take it and you just smear it all over your entire eyelid.
Oh.
And it looks like a smoky eye with none of that other nonsense. You just take this one amazing eye brightener pencil, draw all over your eyelid, and you're done.
Okay. You'll have to post some pics.
Oh, I will. I look so good in it. Unfortunately for our chicks and maybe roosters, Eye Brightener and Muna has been sold out on the cosmetics, you know, website. But, you know, by the time this airs, it's probably back. So it's okay.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. Okay. So that is my tip.
Love it.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, draw nearer, in the glowing, come sing and be merry.
It's time for campfire chat. So, Leia, this week we are going to be talking about getting ready for winter during a pandemic. Tis the season.
Oh, is it ever. Now, remember to get your flu shots, people. Start the season off in good health. And if there happens to be a vaccine for the current COVID by the time this airs, go get that too.
Right? I wish there was a vaccine. I would be in line for that vaccine faster than Thrive Cosmetics Pumpkin Spice Liquid Balm Lip Treatment, Leia.
Oh my God.
So, Leia, I do a couple things every morning to keep myself healthy. Leia, you don't even know about these additions to my morning routine.
What? How can you pack even more into your morning routine? Tell me, what sort of regimens do you partake in to keep in tip top healthy form during these long winters in Wisconsin, Edie?
Well, I have learned these along the way because I'm very prone to sinus infections.
Oh, you are. Yeah.
Very prone to them. So here's a couple things that I do to stay healthy and to keep inflammation down. Mm-hmm. One is I buy a seasonal ferment at the co-op.
What does that mean?
It's something that's fermented.
Like kombucha? What is it?
Yeah, but it is like a kimchi or a sauerkraut.
Oh, okay. So you eat it.
You eat it.
Right.
And my acupuncturist, back when I got acupuncture, she said that having two forkfuls of a seasonal ferment of like kimchi or sauerkraut was way better than even taking those probiotic pills.
Oh, I love kimchi. We lived in Korea for years.
So a couple forkfuls of that and you're good to go.
I'm
so
down
the
with
seasonal
that.
Ferment just uses like seasonal vegetables and some local guy makes it.
Okay.
So I'm sure that, you know, go to your co-op, get a seasonal ferment, stop taking those expensive refrigerated probiotic pills because I spent hundreds of dollars on those as well.
Oh, all right.
And just spend what ungodly amount it's charged for your seasonal ferment. I think mine is like $10 a jar, but who cares?
Okay. Or you can go to a Korean store or Asian market and find good kimchi or things like that
there
too, I'm sure.
Yes.
For much less even than a co-op.
For much less. Yeah. So, but I do love my seasonal ferment.
Okay. Wow.
So I do that. And then when I get up in the morning, you are very dehydrated when you wake up, Leah.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
So I immediately slam two glasses of room temperature water with a half a lemon in each.
Okay. Now
just
do you have that?
Slam it.
Slam it back. Do you have it waiting on your bedside table?
No, I do get out of bed.
Oh, okay.
I go get it and I freshly like juice the lemons. And
nice.
I don't even think about it. I just slam them back and that's good for your skin. Plus it's like super healthy.
You know, I do that. I have been known to do that. I haven't recently with apple cider vinegar and lemon in the morning.
I tried to do it with apple cider vinegar and I have to tell you, I like broke out in red blotches all over my body.
Oh no. See, I feel like that's sort of a seasonal ferment too. That can be good for the digestive system. So
I think it
I'm
works
gonna
for
add
some people.
That in mm-hmm. as a possibility to give it a try. It is a bit sour or, you
well,
know.
Now they
strong.
Have gummies, apple cider vinegar gummies that are delicious and 0 points.
Well, there you go.
Chew on those.
Okay.
Another thing that I do is I roll out my back on my foam roller. You know, and it really is not pleasant, so don't think like, oh, I'm going to like foam roll because it hurts.
It hurts
like hell.
It
hurts like hell. But I just roll back and forth a couple times and, you know, I think it's almost as good as dry brushing, which we've discussed, you know, at nauseam.
Okay, so you do that in the morning because I do that in the evenings. And
well,
I
do it whenever.
Really good.
When I watch TV, I will often use my foam roller as a pillow because it really is good for my neck. And my neck is hurting because I'm on Zoom calls all day long.
Gosh, right?
That's another. Who cares?
Okay.
So another thing that I do to stay healthy is I use my neti pot once or twice a day.
Okay, so tell me, I keep hearing about neti pots.
You haven't used one?
I don't get it. It scares me. And I don't need it, so.
We could all benefit from a neti pot.
Really? Some people think they're unhygienic.
Well, I just don't listen to that. So a neti pot is, you fill it with warm water and salt, a salt packet, and you pour it through your nasal cavity. Someone I remember demonstrated it on an Oprah show, which was super brave. So it rinses out all the toxins and snot, you know, from your nose. And I especially think like doing a neti pot after you clean something dusty or rake leaves.
Yeah.
Super good, especially for our sinus, you know, sensitive
sufferers.
People.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chicks and roosters. So those are just a couple things that I do in the winter. I add them on to my routine.
Wow. That's intense. But okay. Wow. Whew. All right. Well, and that seasonal ferment can be quite stinky too, I imagine.
It's stinky.
But if you're Zooming, it's probably okay.
Well, I mean, I do brush my teeth and floss, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, we're all wearing masks, so who cares?
This is true. Mm-hmm. This is true. And I have recently discovered pineapple gum, which I'm liking quite a bit.
Ooh, a tip or a trick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, for me, my mom was always a big proponent of ginger and lemon in tea whenever the teeniest amount of a sore throat was tickling. And these days, my Don brews up a huge pot of fresh ginger, fresh lemon, and honey every few days in the winter, and he distills it down into a big mason jar that we keep in the fridge, and we guzzle it all winter long and tend to stay pretty much cold and sore throat free.
So I do that too, Leia, except I add in lots of smashed garlic.
Ugh.
If you remember, my flaky boyfriend is an organic garlic farmer.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law is really disgusted by what I drink. You know, all my kale parsley smoothies, my lumpy collagen spritzers, and my garlic lemon and ginger tea. And I no longer add honey to it like your Don does because of the Weight Watch Wellness Wins Purple Plan. Instead, I'm adding our herbal peach tea bag. It's 0 points, Leia, and it's so nourishing.
Whew, yeah, well, those, I don't blame your sister-in-law for being a little bit disgusted by your... Oh, man, you've got a lot of intensive things happening,
I do.
Between what you imbibe and what you do and what you put up your nasal cavities. I don't know. Anyway, for me, for sure, tea is a great feeder of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
I love to sip tea and read books. The combination is a surefire hygge recipe for me.
Well, I love tea too. I'm always trying different brands. Currently, I am a fan of Teavana's Peach Tranquility and Yogi's Tea Honey Lavender Stress Relief. A friend of mine left it on my doorstep one day when I was losing my mind over my teens and tween. I have been wanting to order Harney and Sons Hot Cinnamon Tea. I guess it tastes like Big Red chewing gum or Red Hot's candy. So can you tell how my mood has been by my tea flavors? Tranquility, stress. Oh, what about you, Leia?
Well... I have two favorites. One is a little bit like your Red Hots. It's Good Earth's Sweet and Spicy, which is naturally sweet and delicious. You don't even need a sweetener. The longer you steep it, the sweeter it becomes. Now, I actually have a pot of tea going almost constantly at work with this stuff, and students often stop by my little office for a cup and a chat. Sometimes if I have a reading group, we all sip it together.
I have to ask, is it caffeinated?
No. I have a policy not to serve caffeinated beverages to students.
Good policy.
Yeah. My other favorite is Earl Grey with lemon and a touch of sugar. Now, did you know you should never put milk in your Earl Grey, Edie? It's considered gauche. There's bergamot oil in it, which is not meant to be combined with dairy.
Look who you're talking to, Leia. Never say never. I don't care if it's gauche or not because I love a splash of half and half in my Earl Grey. I love it. Well, I pretend it's coffee then.
You're a Wisconsin gal, so I get it. Okay, so moving on from beverages and healthy concoctions to keep us in fighting form, what else do you do to feel and stay healthy, Edie?
Well, in the winter, I'm sometimes good at this and I'm sometimes not, but you need to find a way to move your body regularly. You can't just like hang out on the couch drinking tea and reading.
Unless you're like lifting some weights on the side or something, some light 3-pound weights gingerly while you sit.
Gingerly,
and read.
I suppose. I feel like I'm really going to be getting walking into my routine. Currently at school, we have 10-minute breaks between Zoom classes. And rather than going and getting a High Point snack, I take a lap of the school. I just like power walk around the school.
Oh, that's good.
And that counts as like movement and exercise. I used to think exercise and movement only counted if I was like sweating and working out.
Or wearing your pedometer.
I don't have a pedometer.
Get one.
Really?
Totally. Very motivating.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they come in rose gold?
After the episode, I'll show you what they come in.
Okay, because I don't want something unattractive on my wrist.
You can get different straps.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Also, another thing I need to purchase to get ready for winter during the pandemic is better winter clothing. Because you know what they say, there's no bad weather, there's just bad clothing.
Okay.
That's what they say. Yeah. And I really don't have good winter clothing. I don't know. So I'm going to do some poking around and really get ready with a good winter coat that covers my buttocks.
Right? Know? This is the thing. There's all these cute down jackets, but if they're not covering your buttocks and or even your legs, it's too cold,
too cold.
I'm going to be warm all over.
I might even buy some leg warmers.
Okay, a little Jane Fonda.
I think I might cute in some hand-knit leg warmers from Etsy, an Etsy artist.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, I do agree that one should keep it playful, mm-hmm. right? Like, just have fun with whatever you're doing to keep your body moving. And for me, it's kind of the path of most allowance or the path of least resistance, meaning that I do believe that everything counts. All exercise counts. Hence the, you've heard me talk, for those of you who are regular podcast listeners, but at least I'm moving, right? But,
for sure.
Yeah. But I really believe in that. And those 10-minute bursts where you can get out and walk mm-hmm. around, just anything. We have a dog back in Beijing. And so walking Moondog around in the evenings is nice. And my boyfriend, I like to call him my boyfriend, will often go out for a nice walk with Moon in the evenings. A little bit harder in the mornings. We do live on the 6th floor of an apartment, so we can't
just let. Well, you have quite a morning routine as well.
Yeah, don't even get me started. But anyway, here's the thing. I'm talking like I'm in Beijing, but we are actually filming this episode. We are recording this episode 2 days before we actually fly back to Beijing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be in quarantine for 2 weeks in Shanghai before going home to our place in Beijing. So my plan for exercise while being locked in a hotel room for 2 weeks is to do some yoga. I've got myself a yoga mat and also Leslie Sansone.
Woo! My mom and I are a big Leslie fan.
Well, she's a YouTube sensation.
She's been around forever.
And she's just a walker, right? And she has all her people and they're walking away. And it's easy, but she'll say a mile in 10 minutes or whatever it is. There's different workouts, but they're all just walking, but you're moving your arms and you're doing
the grapevine back and forth.
So I'm going to be doing Leslie Sansone in quarantine. And what I like to do when I do her, when I can't, I've done her several times in the winter too, when it just feels too cold to go outside, is I will have two devices on. So I'll mute her. Much as I love her. And, I'll watch a TV show and I'll do my walking. And I love that. So that makes me happy.
Good.
Yeah. I did want to bring up a quote that I heard on a podcast the other day on Brené Brown's podcast, which we love. So I would encourage you to subscribe. She always has amazing insights. But one of the things that she talked about was she'd read this quote, so I don't think it's attributed to her. But it was, the opposite of play isn't work, it's depression.
Wow, that's so good. What does it mean?
Well, I think that, what does it mean?
What does it mean to you?
Let me tell you what it means to me. I think if we can keep ourselves playful and look at things, what's the best way to look at this? How can I make this fun? Whatever we do, how can I make it more enjoyable, even if it's something that you're not necessarily looking forward to, which could be exercise or could be something to do with work or whatever it is. Always try to look at how can I reframe it? How can I look at it in a different way? But what really hit home for me is if we're not being playful, maybe we are depressed, right? So to keep things, or we're on our way to a state of mind that's not healthy for us. And so my goal during this winter season, especially with the pandemic included in that, you know, winter can be hard enough as it is, especially in cold climates, is to try to be really as playful as I can and in as many ways as I can.
It could mean wearing like a fun hat.
Like you're right now. You are wearing a fun hat.
I feel amazing. It's... like, you know, get one of those pink kitty hats and just put it on your head.
I want one. Yeah. I do want one. I like wearing a hat. I feel really, yeah, I feel very energized in a hat.
Yeah.
Fun earrings.
Yeah, it's playful.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So just keep it playful to keep the, you know, the winter blues at bay. What about you?
Well, keeping it playful. I'm going to be taking a couple of online courses.
What do you mean? Not for school.
No, like that's not playful.
No, I mean, it's okay, but it's fine. Not playful.
But in the past, I've taken courses by the wonderful Kelly Ray Roberts, and I think I've taken all of her courses on collaging and like mantra writing, because I love writing mantras.
Oh, we have to put her link in the show notes.
I think we have before, but we'll put it in again because she's amazing. But I forget the name of the class that I'm going to take, but it's an online course, and it's on using watercolors to collage with. So you like do a watercolor painting and then you like rip it up and you make something new out of it.
Wow.
I'm really looking forward to taking an online course about collaging, something new, and you know, other there's courses out there galore, right?
Yeah, I think there must be a lot of courses, but it's not something I've ever really looked into or known about or thought about until recently, that there are e-courses that could be really, you know, on writing and art, different art.
I'm going to be taking a course soon this weekend on how to make the perfect caramel apple.
You are?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because mine are always just sad, like the caramel just like, you know.
I've never made a caramel apple in my
life.
Really? Just dip it in the
caramel. No, then the caramel just like slithers off like a snake skin.
Well,
so
I'll tell you, you got to start off with a good apple before you do
well,
that.
Well, I'm taking an e-course on it and... yeah.
It's amazing that you can take an e-course on that.
That's that one that Amy Porterfield said that the woman made, like, quit her day job because it was so popular.
She made so much money.
Off of her e-course for making a caramel apple.
Wow.
Love.
Wow. Okay. Well, what are some other things that we can be playful about in the winter that will keep us energized and happy?
Well, let's kind of brainstorm, Leah. Right. The first thing that comes to my mind is decorating.
Well, yeah.
I have been putting around bowls of rocks, like pretty rocks, yes, like all around the house. And I've been buying strings of light at Target that are powered by a battery powered, and just throwing them on the table and throwing them on the dressers and turning them on. Because I think light is very playful and it's fun and it lifts our spirit.
It makes me so happy to have lamps and lights. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Candles. That's the best. Other fun things. Well, you know, my daughter has gotten me into makeup lately because she's sort of had this renaissance of getting into makeup. And so she's teaching me some new tips and tricks. And that's kind of a fun way to be playful with your teenage daughters, if they're into that, or, you know, your daughter's into cosplay, so she plays around with your magnetic eyelashes and whatnot, right?
In fact, I gave her all of my magnetic eyelashes. I thought it was going to be a tip or a trick, but my tip or trick is to stay away from them.
Okay.
Very, very difficult. And then my friend Sharon said, you know, don't you think it's toxic, like, drawing magnetic strips on your eyelashes, and then it kind of leaks into your eyes?
Okay, not playful. Stay away.
Yeah, stay away. Well, Lulu seems to have it, like, down. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. She's young. Hopefully the toxins will go away.
Yes, okay. Well, hairstyles, makeup, facials, doing our nails, all those sorts of things, I think are lovely things that you can do either on your own or with, you know, a close friend or with your daughters or sons. Those all seem like really, really lovely things that are... that can just nourish your soul and make you happy.
Yeah, I'm really into playful mugs. I have several sets of mugs that I kind of cycle through. I have Halloween mugs. I have a huge collection of cat-themed mugs. I have more Christmas mugs than we can drink out of, but I know teachers are always like, don't give me a mug, and I'm the opposite of that. I'm like, get me some mugs. Oh, I have ones that are mugs that were all made by potters, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So part of my playfulness is bringing out those different mug collections to drink my tea in.
I like it. I like it. Well, back to me and being in quarantine.
Yes, back to you, Leia.
Very much on my mind. I did order a set of specialized markers for quarantine because I'm going to be doing some coloring.
Yes.
I got a Japanese, sort of very zen-like coloring book. Actually, I got it at a yard sale a few weeks ago, and I really liked it. And so now I ordered special pens. And my sister-in-law, shout out to my sister-in-law, Therese, who's a famous quilt artist.
She's amazing.
Amazing. She does some amazing coloring as well. Hmm. And so she taught me some techniques, and I find it both playful and also very meditative. I really like it a lot. So I like to sit and color, and I'm thinking lots of time to do that in quarantine in between teaching and sleeping and exercising with my Leslie Sansone YouTube videos. I think that'll be a really fun, playful thing to do.
Well, you can daydream while you're coloring.
Daydreaming, right?
Yes.
Just dreaming about what you'd love to do and what you want to do. And I think the more we daydream, the more those daydreams can become realities, right?
Well, didn't Kevin Costner say, daydream it and it comes true?
If you build it, they will come. That's what I think he said.
I think he meant what I said.
Okay. What about reading like fun books and magazines and things? Like not just, I read a lot of good literature and a lot of that is also fun, of course. But just reading things that make you happy, make you laugh. What was recently, you were talking about you're getting some neck serum. What about that?
Some.
Was it Nora Ephron? I Feel Bad About My Neck. I love that book. So fun.
I'm going to take before and after pictures of my neck.
Your neck looks perfect.
Oh, a little serum. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little lift.
Turtlenecks. Remember, turtlenecks will do it too. Anyway, back to playfulness.
Yes, playfulness.
Fun magazines and decorating magazines. Again, the Flipster app from your library. Find out if you haven't got it yet, because I have downloaded a pile of magazines because I'm going to be going on a 20-hour plane ride or whatever coming up tomorrow, day after tomorrow, and quarantine again. So mags. Yes, all about the magazines.
So part of hoogaing is community, right? Being with the people you love.
Yes.
So what do you think about that?
Well, yeah, what about entertaining during hooga time? That'll be, yes. Love it. I love it. Being with the people you love.
Leah, aren't you forgetting something?
Well, I'm thinking about roasts and root vegetables and cloth napkins. So nice.
Oh. We're in a pandemic.
Shoot. Well, in that case, it's even more important to have these things then with family and on your own. All just the things that make you feel good, right?
Well, what foods do you like to prepare?
Food. Yes. Other than roasts and root vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend's usually in charge of making those for us. He loves to make roasts and root vegetables.
So nourishing.
I know. I tend to be into my crock pot. I like that a lot. And I love making soups and stews and chilies in my crock pot. Those make me super happy. And then I have them for work all week long right? So that's the best. And cookies, making cookies. And I aspire to do more of that with my daughters over this winter season. Baking. Mm. And, my mom passed a year ago. And, 2 years nearly. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Wow. She's so bright in my heart. She's just sitting here all the time. But my mom was a big baker. Every day she baked. It was amazing.
Really? Every day?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Goodness.
And so, you know, and my sister has been so good about baking with my daughters, but I haven't been that great. I mean, here and there. But I think this winter, especially since we'll be home for Christmas and not traveling, it'll be lovely just to do lots of winter baking and teach them some of my mom's lovely recipes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Get out those recipes.
Yeah. What about you, Edie? Any winter staples that you love to make?
No.
Nope. Got nothing?
I got nothing. When you were going on and on about cookies, I was just thinking about how when the kids and I make cookies, I get way more obsessed with them than they do, like about eating them. So I have to take all the cookies and put them in my trunk.
In your trunk?
So I don't eat them.
Oh, I just go to the trunk and grab them.
Oh, I don't. Not if they're in the trunk, because then I just feel too pathetic.
I like frozen cookies. They're yum.
But the kids will go out and get them, and that'll, you know, get them moving.
Take the six steps out to the... Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? As we draw nearer to Christmas, we are going to do another granny episode.
Ooh.
And yes, with our other grandmas. So we will have some more baking and different specialized things that our grannies used to make coming up.
My grandma Sarah was known for her beautiful divinity.
Save it for the episode.
Divinity. I will say no more.
Okay, say no more. So if we can't entertain in quite the same way that we usually do, given the season of pandemic, what are some ways that we can reconnect with friends then, Edie?
Oh, there's lots of ways. You could pick up some Prairie Girl greeting cards and send out cozy messages.
Yes, absolutely. And that link is in the show notes. Those are Edie's greeting cards. They're so lovely.
Lovely.
So much fun. Yeah. You can call.
Mm-hmm.
You can call your mommy, call your daddy, call those people that you love that maybe you don't talk to very often. This is the season to cozy up with some hot chocolate or something and sit on your sofa with a blanket and call your parents, call your grandma, call your auntie, your uncle, or your good friends that are far away. That's the best. And it doesn't need to be Zoom. It can be, but it doesn't have to be.
I'm sick of Zoom.
Yeah, me too.
I'm zoned out on Zoom. Mm-hmm. Well, you could also go on socially distanced winter walks.
Absolutely.
You know, just put on your mask and off in your, winter clothing.
Yeah. Get some exercise along with socializing. That's so good. Right? Yeah.
What else?
We've been having bonfires in the last few weeks, and that's lovely. And winter is a lovely time to have bonfires, and you can socially distance around those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been having, now that I said I was zoned out on Zoom, I've been having Zoom artist dates with my friend Lena.
That is super cool.
We just get on set us up on Zoom, and we go into our studios, and we just work away, and we pretend we're together.
That's...
And we show each other what we're making, and it's wonderful.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Okay. Okay. So, Edie, you're really a master of making your house cozy, but what about making your work space easier to use, whether that's at home or you're actually physically at work? How do you make it more efficient, but at the same time, cozier?
Well, Leia... Do you think you can handle another tip for me?
Oh,
the tipper trick?
Oh my gosh, so many today.
Well, I got this idea from a coworker because she got tired of just sitting and staring at her Zoom calls.
Yeah.
So she got out a laundry basket and just put it on the table and then put her computer on the laundry basket. But Leia,
yes.
I took it a step further.
Tell me.
And I covered the laundry basket with a vintage tablecloth.
Yay!
Yeah, so it's like I didn't spend any money on a standing desk or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. It's just a laundry basket, and then it looks adorable because I covered it with, a tablecloth.
Do you know what I use?
No.
The FabFitFun box that you gave me.
So
all of the greeting cards that I've gotten from you, and my stamps and my stickers, they're all inside the FabFitFun box. But on top, I rest my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my Zoom calls go from. And it's
I feel like my neck looks better if my computer's higher as well.
100%. Good tip.
Another tip.
Or you wear a turtleneck.
No to the turtlenecks, but okay, you know.
So what else about workspace? What can you do to make it more pleasant or more efficient or cozier?
Well, in the winter, I am going to be plugging in my electric fireplace and have that, you know.
Yeah.
It keeps my feet toasty and it's pretty to look at. I have one at work and I have one at home.
That's so good.
Yeah, because my students, back when they came to my classroom, they would love to huddle around the electric fireplace.
Yeah,
it was so cute.
Absolutely. Well, I actually have a sofa and some nice chairs in my classroom back in Beijing. And we are in class in Beijing, so we will have students be on campus. And it's very cozy in there. It makes it really nice. And I have a carpet, so we can either sit on the carpet. There's a tiny little coffee table on the ground. And like I said, we often sip our tea. It's really a lovely place to learn, I have to say. Very welcoming.
Sounds like a palace of the mind.
Palace of the mind. And sometimes I have that nice background music, very gentle, soft.
But have you ever put that fireplace on your smart board?
I have, yes. And multiple teachers in the grade 5 hallway do that too. The fireplace is crackling in the background during writer's workshop.
I love it.
It's wonderful. And using diffusers can be lovely at work if your colleagues and or students aren't, you know, allergic.
Or have sinus issues.
Exactly. And if you're at home, you can certainly do that.
Yeah,
right?
Diffuse away.
Yeah. So that's another nice little tip. Ah, well, you can tell us what you do on the Chit Chat Coop to make your workspace lovelier and more efficient and or cozy. Love to hear that.
Well, let's wrap things up, Leah. One final thing for getting through the winter during a pandemic is watch some fun TV.
Hello.
So my son the other day shared this German ad that his German teacher shared with the students. It's mildly inappropriate. And I just
funny.
What? Those Germans? Like, why is your teacher sharing this with you? But okay. Anyway, it's hilarious.
Hang on. German TV is like, it should be censored. Like, for the American Puritan mind, it's shocking. Go to Europe
shocking.
And watch TV. There's just boobs everywhere. There's a lot going on. German ads. Anyway.
Well, just search up German commercial Supergeil. It's for a supermarket and it is so funny. And every time I watch it, I just laugh. And now it's like a fun thing, you know.
We're going to post it on the Coop. But Supergeil is spelled super, as in super. And then Geil is G-E-I-L. So funny. The best ever.
Ugh.
TV commercials are the best, in fact. I think fun ads are just a really great way to have a quick little sliver of happiness and laughter, right?
Yeah.
So good.
Don't want to have too much laughter, just a sliver.
Just a sliver. Well, if you need a break, right? You've got you're just overcome with your workload or whatever it is, and you listen to a few commercials, you watch them. It's just it's so enjoyable. The Clio Awards. They're the yearly worldwide ad awards, which are super fun. You can just YouTube them. But speaking of which, another thing that Edie and I like to do before we start a podcast, so we're super relaxed and in a happy mood, is just to go to YouTube and find a funny clip of something. And we watched a very fun clip of Moira from Schitt's Creek being a bad mother. Just moments of Moira being a bad mom.
Hilarious.
For 4 minutes before podcasting. And we just had such a good laugh and we came in a super good mood. So yeah, finding little clips on YouTube that will make you laugh.
Or calm you down. I know.
True.
My friend Kristen and I used to watch this video of this donkey in a hammock. Swinging, and it played like that lullaby song, like da 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 da. And there's just this adorable donkey in a hammock. We would watch it before the kids came in from lunch hour because they'd be like crazy, and we'd all just like, you know, calm down. Right? Yeah, la 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 with that donkey.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of which.
It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge. Woo! And this week, your challenge is to make a list to help you prepare for the winter during a pandemic.
Right. Be like the squirrels and what other animals? The animals that stock up for the winter.
Chipmunks, maybe. Yes. Be a squirrel and a chipmunk.
A mouse.
I think you could do more than make a list, Leia. People could start getting ready, like by buying their strings of battery-powered lights or their puffy jackets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Coop, tell us what you're doing.
And take photos of what you're doing or have done to inspire the rest of us.
I can't wait to see what you come up with at our Coop on Facebook.
Yeah, and if you haven't joined the Facebook Coop, it's called, or rather the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. Make sure you go there, and you just need to request to join so we know you're not a bot.
Hey, Leia, there's a community right there at the Coop. It's a great way to connect with like-minded people like Pearl and Sharon.
Yes, and Donna and Heather. And
so many.
Oh,
and so Anne.
So many. Okay, so that's it for episode 16 of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for our blogs and my greeting card company link.
And all the other products, etc. that we have mentioned today. So many.
So many.
Okay. Thanks to my daughter, Charlotte, for editing this show in spite of being a super busy teen starting her first year of IB. She's got so much to do.
She's super guile. Yes. Charlotte is super guile. And thanks to all of you for being such a supportive audience. Keep telling your friends about us.
Bye-bye.
Gluck, gluck.